Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. Today, we're in Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 to 4. They read, "The law is only a shadow of the good things that are coming, not the realities themselves. For this reason, it can never, by the same sacrifices repeated endlessly, year after year, make perfect those who draw near to worship. If it could, would they not have stopped being offered? For the worshippers would have been cleansed once for all, and would no longer have felt guilty for their sins. But those sacrifices are an annual reminder of sins, because it is impossible for the blood of bulls and goats to take away sins." Well, there's so much in this passage that we're going to split it into two. So today we're going to focus on the first aspect, and tomorrow we'll do a little bit more. The shadow, the law, again, our writer is comparing and contrasting the Old Testament, Old Covenant to the New Covenant, the law to the message of Jesus. The law is a shadow, an icon in the Greek, which cannot be effective because a shadow can't make us perfect. It can't bring us to maturity. It can't bring us to completion, the work of God being brought to completion in us. A shadow cannot do that. It is Jesus' word that brings perfection and that brings completion. Hebrews 2 verse 10, "In bringing many sons to glory, it was fitting that God, for whom and through whom everything exists, should make the author of their salvation perfect through suffering." So Jesus is the perfect one, and they can therefore bring God's work to completion in us. Hebrews 5 verse 8, "He learned obedience from what he suffered. He was thus made perfect to be what we needed him to be." In verse 2, it says that one of the weaknesses of the Old Covenant was that it couldn't cleanse us once and for all, whereas the New Covenant does. In the Old Covenant, you may have been cleansed once a year or so, but you still felt guilty for your sins, literally a consciousness of sin. Hebrews 9 verse 9, "This is an illustration for the present time, indicating that the gifts and sacrifices being offered were not able to clear the conscience of the worshipper." Well, we are of a new covenant, and we have a different kind of cleansing that does cleanse our consciences. Hebrews 9:14, "How much more then will the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself unblemished to God, cleanse our consciences from acts that lead to death, so that we may serve the living God." And Hebrews 10:17 and 18, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more, and where these have been forgiven, there is no longer any sacrifice for sin. No more sacrifices are needed, because the perfect sacrifice has been made. Those sacrifices of the Old Covenant were an annual reminder of sins." So presumably he's thinking there about the annual Day of Atonement sacrifices, reminding people of their sins the way the Passover reminds them of God's redemptive acts. Exodus 12:14, Leviticus 16:21. "But the new covenant, we are assured that he will," Hebrews 8:12, "remember their sins no more." Remember our sins no more. What a wonderful promise. The sacrifices of the Old Covenant pointed inward to expose sin, and they pointed forward to the time when the sacrifice of one to come, as in Messiah, would be adequate to forgive all sins and cleanse the conscience in a way that the Old Covenant sacrifices never could be. How lucky we are to live in this era of living with a cleansed conscience. Well, we'll go on to our second point from these verses next time. But until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. And in iTunes, if you type in MCCX, look under podcast, you'll find us there. And Twitter is also MCCX. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.